This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's the 8th of April. I'm Doug Steffen. All of the gang is here. Jennifer Horn reporting for duty. Terry Keelan for duty. She has reported. Kara Schillen is on the staff at Radio America, and she's on our staff, and she's there ready to go. Up, up, and away we go in this hour of the DJV program. I must say that I would like this not to be political. I keep saying that. But I'm noticing that there seems to be a chorus of people who think that the combination of whatever, however you pronounce
hydroxychloroquine,
that too, yeah, and the Z-Pak, which has shown astonishing in thousands of cases, astonishing results, but yet the eggheads, and I do use that term, the medical eggheads, and people that I would normally have respect for, and I guess probably I still have respect, but I know people closer to this who are actually online, who are actually in the trenches, who are actually doing the work, who are administering these two things to people who have the coronavirus, and they are seeing like 99% success in having them overcome the disease. So what I don't get is why there is so much attention being paid by the news media mostly, and some, you know, it depends on your stripes, I guess, much anything else. We've all understood what Dr. Ken Kronhaus has said, what Dr. Jack Stockwell has said, both of them very closely connected to this program and on our Weekend Good Day Health show. And they have, well, first, Jack has a whole bunch of natural things that he wants us to take. But the practical side of once you get it is that you want to get rid of it. And that's where Ken's remedy. He said to me, it's actually was you who pointed out this, and it was me. I saw something in a very early article somewhere, and I sent him a note, and I said, what's the story with this stuff? So he looked into it, and it happened that the day he looked into it, there had been published in France the results of having used this stuff for the first time over there. And subsequent to that, there have been three or four more, and they're not formal double-blind studies, but hello, how much more proof do you need? There's 996 people in the hospital who have this, and you give them the stuff, and 994 walk out in 2 days, and they don't have any signs of it. What else do you need? So the continuing hiding behind whatever science there is, and I'm putting it down, I'm just talking about being practical. And in my mind, this is a very practical way for people to deal with a problem that otherwise there seems to be nothing on the horizon to deal with it. Am I wrong? Tell me if my thinking is right or wrong here, ladies.
Well, I think we kind of all agree.
Right.
Yeah, I think we kind of all agree. On the horizon, there are some other treatments that are being worked on for people who can't take this cocktail, and there are some people with medical conditions who can't.
Some heart stuff, serious heart issues.
Some eye issues, as well.
And eye issues, too. Yep.
Yeah, so they're working on some of that. There are researchers who are trying to take some of the things, some of the cocktail or part of the cocktail that HIV-positive people take. Some of those drugs have some early anecdotal evidence showing that they're very effective against COVID, so I think that treatment is probably just further behind. Hydroxychloroquine already exists, even in generic form. The Z-Pak is everywhere. So I think it's easier and faster to get those treatments to people, but I think by the fall, if Dr. Fauci is correct and this comes back again, then hopefully by the fall there will be alternative treatments, and a vaccine, I guess, is still a year away. I'm not sure.
I think people keep saying that, although it looks...
They're getting closer. I think it's Pennsylvania where there was a discovery, or they think they're on to something with the vaccine. So it usually takes like 2 years to get a vaccine to go through, but they would speed it along. I think I don't understand. You know, you started things off, so I think you answered your own question about not wanting to make things political. Yeah. And you always get after me for making things political, but
well,
I don't
really
care.
For both of you,
let's just say that part of the reason is because Trump's been talking about it. I mean,
yeah,
let's be
I think
honest,
that's true.
That's what's
I don't
going
disagree.
On here,
yeah, I
is
think
that everybody
true.
Is going after him for talking about this cocktail, and there's fake
yeah.
news reports that he owns hydroxychloroquine. The bottom line is that it works, and people are talking about it, and the president's been talking about it, and so it's an option. And I'll tell you what, whether you have an irregular heartbeat or not, if you're dying from coronavirus, pump me
you're
up.
Gonna take
give it
this.
To me. Yeah.
Yep.
If I
don't know
that
breathe. It was, but the problem is, if you're already intubated and you're on a ventilator, I don't know if it works at that point. This is the everything that I've heard and read is if you have earlier symptoms,
early signs,
this can
yeah.
stop you from getting to the ventilator
yes.
stage. If you're already
yeah,
on
that's
the ventilator,
yeah.
not sure.
So,
yeah.
but why, what are we, what we, I say, not us,
but
we
again,
collectively
that,
are arguing
point,
about, all, most of the people, when they catch it, have been found to have the thing, and they get them in the hospital fast, and
right.
they take the stuff, or they
it's
just send them to the
speed.
Doctor. It's
yeah.
exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
so,
also up to the individuals.
Point.
If they have the feeling that they're showing signs, they're symptomatic, then you get your butt to the to some place where you can get a test and then get yourself fast to some place where you can get this stuff. Excuse me.
Well, that's Joy. Part of the other problem is that it's not easy to get. And I think part of the backlash here from some of the medical community and the scientific community is I think they're worried about the president saying, yeah, do what you want, go and take it. You know, that's not a very responsible way to put it because who knows where the stockpiles are of this. There are other people with lupus who are now not getting the drug. So I think that's where a lot of the backlash is coming from. It's once again, we don't have a clear singular
message. There's a
message,
common sense
and that
element
is the problem.
To this, though. There's a common sense element to using this stuff on people that have the signs, and at some point.
Well, they've used it in New York on a lot of people, and they haven't said the data yet, but more and more people are being released from the hospital. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. And I tell you something, after knowing Ken Kronhaus for 15-16 years as a very close personal friend, but the medical expertise that he has and he shows, and the business of having evidence, the stuff that he does that he talks about on the programs that he's on with me, it's always the result of evidence-based studies or usage or that kind of stuff. So this guy doesn't go down the plank. Jack might go down the plank.
That's the one thing that made me
Ken
really encouraged.
Does not go down the plank.
Very excited
Dr.
about
Ken,
it.
Oh my yeah. gosh! I've never yeah. in 4 years being on this show, I've never heard Dr. Ken's voice yeah. really deviate from pretty much a monotone. And I don't mean
right.
that in a bad way. But
no, but he's a very he's a very precise, perfunctory
yes.
sort of guy.
Yeah, and so and the excitement in his voice after he read 42 pages of that study and yeah. you know down into like the molecular level, it was very
yeah,
exciting.
Yeah. He called me. It was Saturday afternoon. He says, I'm reading this study. You wouldn't believe what it says in here. Wait a minute. I said, okay. So tell me when you get done. Call me and tell me what the story is when, you know, you've read the whole thing. And he was more convinced that it was the right thing to do. So anyway, so that's that. Meanwhile, in terms of the other side, I spent probably 4.5 hours yesterday filling out forms. Because I'm such an exception to the norm, you know, they are looking, the banks and the SBA are looking for cookie cutter. Okay, here's the story. This is this business, and that's what they have, and this is how they pay, blah, blah, blah. And I just, my business doesn't go that way. But I filled out all the forms and then filled out exceptions.
A lot of people have weird exceptions. I mean, look, we're in
yeah.
a gig economy. Gig
we
workers
are.
Were never, and self-employed people, freelancers, have never been considered eligible for unemployment.
Anything.
Now they are. And
yeah.
it's, but even, you know, even in New Jersey, which had like 60 times the filings or something in one day that we've ever had, the system's completely overrun.
Yeah.
And most states are dealing with this right now. But they're still trying to figure out, you know, if you're a regular W-2 worker, they're the people who are going to get processed first. Like you're
yeah.
saying, Doug, it's a lot easier.
Yeah.
It's very,
yeah.
you know, cut and
yeah.
dry.
No promises, my banker said. No promises.
Yeah. And then the other people who are also applying, all of the people in that new category, are probably going to have to wait longer while they figure it out. Because
well, They don't have the money for all those people. They have the money for the easy, and that's where McConnell comes in. He's pushing the Senate to approve more small business relief funding. There's a vote this week that's supposed to set aside another $250 billion because the word I have is that they already have applications that way exceed the $350 billion that they have set aside.
It just proves how important how important and how prolific small businesses are in America. And I don't
think many banks won't even service these loans, which is what I've run into, and that's driving me nuts. Is that
you find a bank yet? No.
Well, Wells Fargo, my bank, because we were told to go to our own banks. So you go through your own bank, you go through the pre-application process, and then you get a message that says, oh, sorry, we're not going to be able to service this at this point because they're not making any money. And so that's part of it.
I go to the Bank of the Pacific or one of the, there are three or four regional smaller banks out there that are, that I'm surprised. I'm surprised you're actually still with Wells Fargo, given all the problems.
I don't know how long that's going to last now that I'm a little bit tweaked about this.
Yeah, I would go somewhere else. Anyway, but for the people who are in small businesses, we have a huge contingent of small business listeners to this program. In research that we've done over the years, for whatever the reason, wherever you are in the smaller communities around the country that take this program, medium-sized cities, there are lots and lots and lots of people who are in business for themselves. And they maybe like this program because they've been around long enough, many of them, to realize that I'm in business for myself. I'm the last independent producer of radio programming in the country that's not tied to any big church or a big sponsor or a big company. It's just we're on our own here. And so I feel for the people because I'm filling out all the same forms that you are in order to, we went from a pretty good economic situation, or reasonable anyway, to in the tank. The first week we had 50% cancellations. I believe this week we have 90% cancellations. Or what they'd more likely do is they say, okay, well, we're now paying you a dollar. We'll be happy to pay you 40 cents. That kind of stuff. So everybody's renegotiating, not only in this business, but pretty much every business. Because they can, some people who are like that, sharks not related to Shark Tank, see blood in the water. Okay, well, we can get this guy to, we can do business with him for half as much. Because we know he needs the money, or she needs the money, or they need the money. All this stuff is a logistical nightmare, because the Senate now has adjourned to prevent the spread of the virus in Washington. So can they vote on, use Zoom or something to vote?
No, but they're trying to. One of the things that they can do is unanimous consent. So if nobody objects, then they can can just vote that way and move it through.
And who's
going to
vote against that?
Well,
it depends what else is in there.
Right,
yeah.
That's true.
Stuff in.
Yeah. It's always somebody that's trying to do a wish list.
Yeah. All right. Well, there's food for thought here. Here's some more food for thought, something that we've all been talking about. Victoria's been a great focus person to get me thinking about this, and so are the folks at Calitrin, who responded to what actually Ken has said as a heart specialist. The people who are having the biggest problem with the coronavirus are people who are way overweight and who have no reason to be there in terms of their diet and things that they, their lifestyle. So you want to protect yourself, or make sure that you stay, if you're good, you stay better. So go to toploss.com, look at all the success stories. America's number one choice. Imagine that. This is the number one choice in the country. 86% success rate for losing weight and keeping it off. Now's the time to get on board because they're being very generous. Buy three, get three free. Buy 10, you get 10 free. Go to toploss.com. You'll get that deal when you use the code DJV, and they'll ship it to you without cost as well. DJV the code, toploss.com. Lose the weight, stay healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
In the kitchen and died. And oh, what a feeling when my soul went through the ceiling. And on up into heaven I did ride.
Now 23 and change after music time. The voice of John Prine, about whom we have spoken a great deal the last couple of weeks because he had been very sick with the virus, been on a ventilator, and now he is gone. He was 73 years old. I love this. Are you cracking up, Karen?
Don't bury me down in the cold, cold ground. No, I'm gonna have them cut me up and pass me all around. Throw my brain in a hurricane and the blind can have my eyes. And the deaf can take both of my ears if they don't mind the sound.
An interesting song, given the reality of his situation. Cut me up and use my body for stuff. So, John Prine was... What's his background as far as health is concerned? That is one of the things I don't remember talking much about. He'd been
in
bad health.
He beat lung cancer a while back.
You can tell by listening to his voice he was a smoker. Probably.
But, yeah, so he did have some... Obviously, he was predisposed to having health issues with the lungs especially, so it's very sad. But lots of tributes coming out of the music world. Sheryl Crow said he's singing with the Angels now. You'll be missed, but your songs will live on. The interesting thing, he's kind of known as, like, the most well-known unknown singer. All the singers, Johnny Cash in his memoir said that John Prine was one of his four key songwriting inspirations. Like, let that sink in. And Bob Dylan in 2009 in an interview said that John Prine's stuff is pure Proustian existentialism and he writes beautiful songs. So it's
it's really interesting.
It's amazing.
I feel like I know so many. I mean, we were talking about Kacey Musgraves off air and how she was crying about it, and I've known, you know, for the 5-6 years I've been listening to her, she's always said that he was one of her biggest inspirations. So I think he's just one of those people that artists love, but normal people haven't necessarily heard of that much.
I think that's kind of a cool level of fame, where you're so respected, but you don't get mobbed when you go out on
You like
the street.
To be respected by your colleagues and people in the business you're in. Yeah, I buy that. Yep. So the passing of John Prine, cut him up and don't put him in the cold ground. That's what he wants. So maybe that's what he'll get. What's his family situation like? You know,
his wife has been the one who's been updating the fans. Yeah. So I don't know if they have children, but I do know that he has a wife who's been, you know, probably pretty heartbroken after all this.
Yeah, because she also had the virus, right? And then she recovered.
Yeah.
All right, so that's a passing and a wish Godspeed, as they say, to John Prine. Jewel now in the focus because she released a new song called Grateful. Be included on her upcoming, as yet untitled, 12th studio album. Anxiety has been a teacher to me, she writes. It's caused me to learn there are only two basic states of being, dilated and contracted. And that every thought, feeling, and action led to one of those two states. Fear, anxiety, jealousy, anger, greed, all led to contraction. That's pretty mature of her. What is she, in her early 40s? How old is Jewel?
Mid-40s? I think she's about, probably 45.
One of the things that I enjoyed about meeting her and spending the morning with her as a co-host when I was down in Texas was her, she was quietly flirtatious in a very subtle way. And she has, you could tell, and she talked a little about what her life had been like before she became famous. And it wasn't, she didn't have a life. She was like a no man's
famously
land.
Lived in her van.
Yeah, yeah. So she said she learned that if she was headed into a panic attack, I could hack my way into a dilated state by focusing hard on a different feeling. I chose gratitude. Isn't that mature? It's amazing how profound such a single thing can be if you feel it deeply enough. I'll tell you, I've been there, and I agree with her 100%. Practice that she still uses today, she says. I'm pleased to release this song inspired by the transformative capability of a simple feeling. Wow. She's very, this is not new agey, but it certainly is mature. She was, I noted in my conversations with her, she had some of the same interests in metaphysical stuff that I did. That's, I think, one of the reasons we get along. You can see that and feel it in people. And certainly very, very upfront. She's offering free mental health tools online through her Never Broken program, aiding those people suffering from anxiety, depression, that sort of thing. She raised $550,000 for at-risk and homeless young people at her Live from San Quentin, a live stream concert, which has a long-term goal of getting 5,000 people to pledge a buck a day for a year. She's next scheduled to perform on the MTV Unplugged live stream series, joining Shaggy, Phineas, Melissa Etheridge, and some others. So, the latest from Jewel, here at 29 after the hour.
And Daisy from the Chicks on the Right, we are bringing Common Sense back in podcast form.
It's the Muck and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Each week, we delve into the topics that get people riled up the most.
From parenting and our families to the dangers of political correctness, gun rights, and even sex robots.
Nothing is off limits.
We're just two moms, unfiltered, telling it like it is.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Muck and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Nearly 400,000 people in the United States have contracted the coronavirus. As of late yesterday's public health briefing at the White House, the death toll closing in on 13,000. New York remains the epicenter in the country with more than 139,000 cases there, although Governor Andrew Cuomo says things seem to be easing a bit. At yesterday's White House briefing, Vice President Mike Pence said,
despite the increase in losses, as Governor Cuomo articulated today, hospital admissions continue to decline.
Paper census forms are to go out today to homes that have not filled out their online questionnaire. The Census Bureau is sending paper forms to more than 65.5 million homes. People started getting notices in the mail a month ago telling them they should respond online or by phone. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We're in no man's land, it would seem anyway. Hi, welcome to our DJV gathering here. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, wearing masks. Something I want to go around the room. How many here, each of you, have actually worn a mask? You have a mask and you are wearing it. Victoria?
I went to the grocery store, I want to say last Thursday, for my parents, and yeah. My dad had found an old N95 mask in the garage. Apparently, they do expire because they're chemically treated to protect your lungs, but I still felt like it was better than nothing, so I wore it anyway while I was in the grocery store. But I don't wear one. If we're walking the dogs outside, we avoid everyone, and so I haven't come within probably 20 feet of another person without a mask on.
Uh-huh. All right, so that's a good example of how to approach this. Chen Jen, what about you?
Yep, I went to the grocery store on Monday, and I wore the mask, and I hated it, but it's okay. I still did it. It feels very restrictive, and It was fun. I mean, you get used to it, but I don't know. Certain things, like if I had my glasses on, they would steam up because it was raining. And so the combination of my breath and the steam from outside, it was not, or from the cold from outside, it was not great. But most people in the store also were wearing masks. So I guess that makes it a little bit easier. And now we really don't have a choice. In L.A. County, you can now be refused service if you're not wearing a mask when you go out. They're really cracking down. They even want you wearing it, like, in any essential business. And this will be interesting. This was just announced last night by the mayor. Any essential business that is still opening has to have their employees that were that are wearing masks on the inside. So I'm going to be interested to see how our the media outlets that I work for will be handling this, because I can't understand how you would do that. I'm curious to know if news reporters on television are going to now be having to do this, because they haven't so far. So according to the mayor's orders, everybody's supposed to be doing it, although he made the announcement without wearing a mask himself. So
I think that's easy to say until suddenly you see TV people who are trying to tell a story with a mask on, and suddenly you're like, oh, there are going to be exceptions.
Yeah.
I mean, Governor Murphy in New Jersey, he started his press conference yesterday, and it was the first time I'd seen him wearing a mask. Obviously, when he sat down and everyone is spaced away from him, he took the mask off. But I think that probably for the essential businesses in New York, I know, I think they did that too, but that was initially for grocery store workers, people who are stocking the shelves. It's to protect them, to protect the public, because so many people who work in stores are now sick and now have the virus. So it makes total sense for essential businesses, the liquor stores. People are all wearing masks who work there. A lot of the times you're not even allowed in the store. It's they'll just bring the, whatever you order out to your car. So I think it's good. Obviously for media, there has to be some sort of exception. I don't think people are going to really do that.
No, otherwise the reports will fly.
Well, it doesn't muffle your voice, but it's very weird to watch someone talk with a mask on and not be able to see their lips.
There are very interesting realities here. I'm looking around at various people who have used them. Kara, what about you in the, well, you're in the building with four or five people.
Well, I seem to be the only person without, like, some hookup to getting a mask. Everybody else is like, oh, yeah, I found some in my basement or, like, something like that. But I don't.
I mean, didn't have any either. My mom bought some and gave them to me.
So
I had one of the girls on the farm make them out of a cloth that we bought at one of the
I mean, I technically have a very small sewing kit that I might be able to pull something
together.
That's
going to take you a long time to make. This will be over by the time you stop.
I know.
Just use a scarf or a bandana.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, I have a bandana, and so I had followed, you know, like the Surgeon General had his whole video where he was, like, showing you how to make an easy one. Well, as it turns out, you know, when you put that on with some rubber bands on the side, it's not very easy to breathe. So I've experimented with wearing it, but wearing
that's
it for a long period of time is not really practical. So I mean, we did a story the other day about ordering them from Etsy and how, you know, people aren't allowed to advertise that they will pretend they're, like, medically safe or whatever. I obviously know that they're not medical grade, but I ordered a few, so we'll see if they actually come in the next week or two.
People in your family think you're the smartest kid on the block? Do they look to you because you're exposed to all this stuff? We talk about all this stuff. Do they, and you had, you add to conversations?
I mean, I think they think I'm intelligent because I am.
It's not about intelligence. It's about knowledge. There's two different things. You can be intelligent and not have a lot of knowledge.
I mean, that's just something I've always enjoyed, is being on top of, like, what's going on in the world and pop culture. So that's not something that's really changed or increased that much being on the show. So, yeah, I mean, we talk about things, but I find that the rest of my family is also
on the same page,
yeah, on the same page. So,
look, I gotta give props to my mom. I didn't know that bleach degrades over 24 hours. I didn't know that. And
props
that was
to your mom, because I didn't either.
Props to Nancy. Yeah, that was fancy Nancy all the way.
Yeah, and we've had a whole family email going back and forth where my sister sent us an outline that you could print out so you could make your, you know, it had all the directions for making your own mask. And we've been sending pictures back and forth. She, my grandmother was a huge sewer and had, you know, a sewing room with a ton of different fabrics in it. And so we all, my sister and my mom got some last year, and so my sister was sending us these pictures of her making masks out of the fabric that she got from my grandmother, which has, like, crabs on it for Maryland and other stuff. So she was like, at least nobody else will mistake my mask for theirs. But
so are you saying that your grandmother has
No.
I got crabs in Maryland.
My grandmother's been dead for like 12 years, but
makes it even more of a story.
No, no, she does not.
It's Jennifer. So face coverings are important. I think I'll grant you that. I think that the barrier that you put, it's not about you. It's about other people as well.
If you didn't tell us. Have you worn one?
I have, actually. As I just said, one of the kids on the farm sewed some together. We're going to have the ice cream bus open this weekend, and I want everybody to be practicing what it's like to wear them and gloves and that sort of thing. So, yeah.
Now, are you going
to
have everyone spaced out online waiting for the bus, or are you just doing curbside delivery?
Well, what we're going to do is have somebody, when they come in the driveway, we're going to have a walkie-talkie. That person will take the order and then relay it to the person on the bus who's making the ice cream goodies, whatever it is. And then there will be somebody else who is going to take the goodies out and get the payment and that sort of thing. But it will not be any, you can't get out of the car, you can't congregate, you can drive through, look around, but no getting out of the car.
Yeah, that's good. We had pizza delivered last night. It's the weirdest thing. The guy knocked on the door and I was like, drop the box. Dropped the pizza in front of our door and ran. Yeah. It's like the most bizarre world we're
in.
It's
a new world order, man. It's just a new world order. Today, for those of you who are Jewish, you have already realized this is the beginning of Holy Week. It's Passover, and sort of a special significance this year. Passover, Easter is this weekend as well. The Jewish holiday commemorates the Exodus. God freed the Israelites from Egypt. Passover is an eight-day deal. Begins with an evening Seder, the dinner, very specific foods and wines, and includes readings from the Haggadah. I've never pronounced that right. I think that's close, though. Tells the story of what happened. And some of the themes include most what happens on most Jewish holidays, the big family events, and then people talk about Jewish history, social justice, freedom for the cause. Passover aligns with the Hebrew calendar. The date changes every year, as do all of the Jewish holidays. Sometimes there are holidays that come right on top of Christian holidays, and sometimes not so much. Begins after sundown tonight. This comes after the full moon, and we had a full moon last night in the month of Nisan, no relation to the car.
I think this is the biggest full moon of the year, isn't it?
There's one usually in October, the harvest moon is pretty big, but this is a good. Last night I was walking Daisy, and we walked around the farm, and there were clouds that were coming in. And it just kind of No,
yeah,
it didn't.
Pink moon, right?
It's pink moon.
Which says it's end times, by the way, so winning.
Yeah. Well, under the circumstances, there are a lot of things going on astrologically, not only with the moon, but certain planets that are in our solar system that are making this a very dramatic, this week, very dramatic in many
ways. Who thought 2020 was supposed to be so great? Didn't everyone believe that 2020 was going to be a really good year?
What I think came out of
everybody does when they're drunk on champagne on New Year's Eve.
The rendering
every time
was,
the Dodgers start a season, I'm like, this is it. This is our year.
It was going to be a big year for change. It was going to be a good year for people who were trying to move on.
Did that.
Yeah. All right, speaking of the Dodgers, Major League Baseball, a couple of sports items here, examining how to start the season. They canceled spring training, remember? The opening day was, there were crickets in the parks. The league is considering playing the entire season in one place. Excuse me. We have discussed the idea of staging games at one location as a potential option. It's someplace in Arizona. Where is it in Arizona that they would be doing this? Anybody know?
Well, there's stadiums all over Arizona. There's stadiums all over Arizona. There's like 10 of them.
Right.
And so they're talking about having them at those local little tiny stadiums so that they could do even triple headers during the day so that all the teams would be in Arizona and they would just all play there.
I'd be interested. I was talking to Chad, who does the show after you, is from Arizona. He lives there now. And he was saying, well, they could do it now, but once it comes to August, I don't know how long they're going to be able to do
hot
this. Because it's going to be 100-something degrees during the day. So unless you're doing it at 3 a.m. and like during the nighttime, it's not really going to work during the day.
I mean, baseball's kind of set up to be socially distanced anyway. It's kind of the safest sport, besides maybe tennis, that you could play without an audience.
They're taking it in the neck. They really want to get some action going here because they got no listeners and nobody. What is there to talk about? So the games could start next month. The stadiums we're talking about 50 miles apart, and so that would be easy. They all have to take over a hotel or something in order to put the players up Well,
yeah,
I remember
rent houses.
They rent houses, yeah. That's
yeah, it'd
do.
Be great for the could be great for the economy in Phoenix. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
It'd be huge.
Very good. Tom Dempsey, and he used to play for New Orleans. He was an NFL kicker, had a big 63-yard field goal in 1970. Everybody remembers that. They remembers football. Passed away at the age of 73, complications of the virus. So he was number 19, best known for kicking that 63-yarder in the final seconds of a game in November of 1970, winning over the Detroit Lions. That record wasn't broken, by the way, until 2013. So the owner of the Saints, Gail Benson, said Tom's life spoke directly to the power of the human spirit. And so at the age of 73, he's gone. That was
he also
interesting.
Had a deformed foot that was kind of an interesting add-on. His kicking foot, he had a special
yeah.
boot made. So yep. he was,
he
you know, had some physical challenges, but it didn't stop him.
Yep. Kobe Bryant being inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame. Announcement made over this past weekend. And his wife appeared on ESPN with one of their daughters to talk about it. She said, quote, "It's an incredible accomplishment and honor that we're extremely proud of. Obviously, we wish that he was here to celebrate, but it's definitely the peak of an NBA career. Every accomplishment that he had as an athlete was a stepping stone to be here. We're incredibly proud of him. There's some solace in knowing that he was probably going to be a part of the Hall of Fame class anyway." So also Kevin Garnett and Tim Duncan are going to be inducted with Kobe. And then there are the 150 basketball players who are living paycheck to paycheck. One of the fellows that's in the NBA Players Association named C.J. McCollum went public with that yesterday. Many of his fellow players, he says, don't have any money. So this is, again, one of those things, you know, although I would say in football the bottom end is $700,000 a year. That's not exactly paycheck to paycheck stuff. But most sports have people who are at the bottom end of it who are playing even professionally. And this guy says 450 players are in the league and 150 are living paycheck to paycheck. So as with many organizations, they're trying to come up with ways to support. The question comes from the NBA as to whether they're going to pay anybody or not. I guess some people have decided or discussed not being paid. So median salary for the players are in the millions. Some of them were, I think there was a contract with $40 million last year from somebody. But then there are the guys that, you know, warm the bench. The least it seems anybody makes $170,000 a year, which hardly seems paycheck to paycheck. But if you're living a lifestyle, I guess that's what makes it a little more of concern. So anyway. Be interesting to see where all of that goes. Jennifer, in television news, some of the CBS dramas we were talking about this yesterday, All Rise, one of them, they're all going to be done from home using FaceTime, WebEx, and Zoom this next, I think they're doing it this week, and the episode will air a month from now, May 4th. That'll be kind of interesting to see how that,
yeah.
I bet some other shows will do that
all
too.
All through social media they're going to bring in. It's going to be interesting to see how TV performs with this.
All right, what are we looking for tonight in television?
Actually, some big stuff tonight. So I know you and I have been talking about Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. The season premiere of that happens on ABC tonight at 10.
Big stuff.
But before that, it's Modern Family series finale. Pretty sad. After 22 Emmys and over 10 seasons, 11 seasons, I think, it's a two-hour ending to the show. That's on ABC tonight at 8 o'clock. And if you are missing Kenny Rogers, CMT Giants. Kenny Rogers, a benefit for Music Cares. That's on CMT tonight at 8.
10 before the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Past the hour's Tech Talk time here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan now to give you the good news from Verizon. I suppose this was going to happen sooner or later anyway, but this is a good way to lay off a lot of people and not to pay out a lot of money. I don't have any use for Verizon, as you know. So
no, not a big fan of Verizon, and especially their customer service, which is legendarily horrible. Like, it is literally the stuff of legend, how terrible this customer service is at Verizon. Now people are very upset.
But wait a minute, Victoria. But they merged with another company because the service was going to be better and everything was going to be cheaper.
Oh, was it Spectrum that they merged with, or Comcast? Yeah. I don't remember. Well, they're still terrible. And so now that they're upsetting a lot of people because they have canceled scheduled appointments for internet installation and repairs. Now, if any time in our entire society that we have needed connectivity for work from home, for school from home for kids, it's now. So for Verizon to say, and I understand that they want to keep their workers safe. They don't want anyone going into your home. So they will not be doing any new installations. They will not be doing any repairs that require them being in your home. They do have the self-install kits, which is what I did actually when we moved, and it was very easy. But that's because my building was already pre-wired. So you just literally run the thing, you install the modem, and that's it. And then you run the software, and you're done. If you don't have that, or if you live in a house that doesn't have, you know, that isn't pre-wired for internet, you're not going to have any connectivity right now. And there are a lot of people working from home using their phones as hotspots. That's also going to run out. As soon as the data cap hits, then that's it. And there are a lot of people who are going to get kicked off the internet. And how can you work? How can you communicate? No one can do anything. And so just be warned, if you do have a scheduled appointment from Verizon based on wherever you are in the country, I would call them immediately and see if your repair is still on schedule.
Who the hell do you think you're going to talk to? Do you ever talk to a live person calling Verizon? Good luck to you.
I have not called Verizon because I don't call people. I only chat online.
Right.
So,
right.
But they are actually, they said that they're working on a new chat service that will, like a virtual assistant tech tool. So if that, hopefully that will happen soon. I don't know. This whole pandemic could be over by the time Verizon gets that up and running. But yeah. Unfortunately, this is going to mean really bad news for a lot of people.
Here's a new release from Pixar called Onward. It's been released on Disney.
The Geek Out. Self-isolation has pushed a lot of content into the home, and Disney surprised many by making Frozen 2 available to Disney Plus subscribers months earlier than originally planned, and now Pixar has done something similar by making its latest release, Onward, available on Disney Plus just weeks after the movie debuted in theaters. Now, Pixar movies are always huge Hollywood releases, generating big box office numbers, and with Tom Holland and Chris Pratt voicing the main characters, this would have been no different. It tells the tale of two brothers who embark on an adventure to spend one more day with their dad. It's called Onward, and it's predictably good family fun, and we've posted the trailer on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Coronavirus and flu season puts you at high risk. Feeling sick? Speak with a doctor via phone or tablet. Unlimited doctor access is about $1 a day, and everyone is accepted. Call Telemed 1 at 800-237-1045. That's 800-237-1045.
All right, let's get back to our reporting here. Facebook launching a new app. What's this story, Victoria?
Well, first, Facebook launched a dating feature. Now it has launched a new app that's designed for couples, and it's called Tuned, like being in tune with each other, and it encourages couples to create an intimate social network just between the two of them. It's an iOS app, meaning it's just for iPhone right now. They haven't rolled it out to Android yet. But they in this app, you can share your mood, you can exchange music, create a digital scrapbook. It's billed as a private space for both people to connect, and it also is connected to Spotify, so you can share music that way. You can send each other photos, notes, cards, voice memos. It also has custom stickers, reactions, things like that. It does not require a Facebook account. It's similar to Facebook's Messenger app. It is subject to Facebook's data rules, meaning that the data people that you provide can be used for ad targeting, but, you know, whatever. We're all used to that at this point in our lives. And it's not necessarily that much different from any other social network where you can chat directly with other people, but in a sense, it is kind of cool because we're all quarantined together, and a lot of couples are doing well, and a lot of couples are not doing well. And so a lot too much togetherness is not really working for a lot of people. So
it's zone casting time.
So it's kind of an interesting thing. It's the digital scrapbook, I think, is a very creative way for couples to manage this time alone, share your feelings without maybe verbalizing or vocalizing. So I think it's kind of cute. We'll have to see how many people use it, but it's called Tuned. You can download it now.
All right. There you go. Some more info for you to chew on. 59 past the hour on the DJV show.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.